Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today we're in chapter 4 and verse 13, beginning a new section. It reads, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." We're starting a new and long section of the letter dealing with the what's called the parousia, the second advent, the coming of Christ. It must have been a significant problem in the church for Paul to spend so long discussing it. The background is that he taught while he was there for those 3 weeks that the second coming was to be expected. Perhaps some understood that to mean that everybody who was there at that time would see Jesus come back. But in the meantime, some Christians have died. What are the consequences of this? Would they be at a disadvantage when Jesus comes back? Did it invalidate what Paul had taught them? Had those dead Christians sinned in some way? As Tom Wright says, some Christians in Thessalonica have died, and the others aren't sure what to believe about where these people are and what will happen to them. And so Paul is beginning to deal with this very significant issue that they've clearly wanted cleared up. So he says, we don't want you to be uninformed about the people who sleep in death. It's in the present participle. It's a present participle there. So they are sleeping. They are active. They're waiting. It's not the end for them. It's like some kind of category. Like you could call them the sleepers. It seems like an appropriate metaphor for a Christian. It's in fact a glorious state. And we don't have to grieve. Well, no, that's not quite right, is it? We do grieve because we miss those we love, but we don't grieve in the same way as the rest of mankind who have no hope. So here he's not referring to the depth of grief or the power or the intensity of it, but the quality of it. It's a grief that strangely contains hope, a hope that the pagan doesn't have. A second century Christian called Aristides wrote this, "If any righteous man among them," talking about fellow Christians, "passes from the world, they rejoice and offer thanks to God, and they escort the body as if he were setting out from one place to another near." Near. They are asleep, not finally dead in some sense of dead and gone. We have hope. We have hope, not just hope of eternal life, but a hope of being reunited. In Ephesians 2, verse 12, "Remember at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world." That's where we were. But now we have hope. "Where, O death, is your victory?" 1 Corinthians 15:55. "Where, O death, is your sting?" There's no sting in death anymore because we have hope. "And therefore we're at home in this world, and we know that we will be at home in the next," as Paul says in Philippians 1. We have hope, and so we live in hope, even though for a time we might be separated from the people that we love. And if they had the same faith and allegiance to God that we do, we know that we will see them again. And Paul, in his kindness to his brothers and sisters, you see how he starts this section? Having a kind word with his family who are troubled about things. He wants them to be reassured about the ultimate destiny of those who sleep in death until Jesus comes back. Why not pray today for God to give you that reassurance yourself? Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1 verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.